Brownfield's Rhiannon Branch here with Gary Schnitke, University of Illinois, talking a little bit about fertilizer prices moving forward. We know we've seen those kind of on an uphill climb, and you've got some historical data that maybe points toward what we're going to see in the future. Gary, go ahead and talk to us about that.
Yeah, we've seen fertilizer prices increase quite dramatically from year-ago levels, and just to give you a feel, in Illinois last week, we had a average anhydrous ammonia price of $746 per ton. That's a considerable increase over the $487 per ton in 2020. And obviously, if we see those higher fertilizer prices, we think we're going to see higher fertilizer costs for 2021 as well. So that's where we're at. We're thinking now where prices are at and where we could see them go. Obviously, we don't know where they're going yet, but we could see record level of fertilizer costs for 2022.
So we're not at those record highs yet. Talk to us about what that historical data looks like, you know, when prices have been higher and maybe some of the factors that go along with that.
So we saw very high fertilizer prices back in 2008. At that point in time, anhydrous ammonia and DAP, for that matter, were over $1,100 per ton, and those were extremely high prices. We are not at those levels yet, and we likely won't get it to those levels. But if you go back to 2008, we had a lot of concerns for all commodities and growth in developing markets and shortages, and that all though came an end with the 2008 financial crisis, and then fertilizer prices and all commodities came down, and then we're back. We went up and down, but 746, we were higher than that this in 2012. So just gives you a feel for where we're at now. But a decade ago, we were roughly at the same levels that we are now.
And Gary, do you have any information on why that is? If there's a trend that's similar back a decade ago that's happening now?
Yeah, circumstances are a bit different now. COVID-19 caused supply disruptions, and those supply disruptions impacted a great many things. We also see labor shortages. But overall, what we're seeing now and since last year, 2020, is higher commodity prices for, and in particular, corn and soybean prices. And when we see those higher corn and soybean prices, we typically see fertilizer prices grow. Higher commodity prices, the COVID situation, and overall strong demand for corn and soybeans right now are leading to where we're at currently.
Gary, can you give us an overview of what some of those prices look like right now?
Prices right are we looking at prices or costs? Well, let me start with prices. So right now, prices for anhydrous ammonia, and this would be an Illinois price end of July, $746 for anhydrous ammonia. That is up 53% from last year when it was $487. DAP, it was $717 per ton, which is a $327 increase, almost a doubling from last year when it was $390 per ton. And potash is at $600 per ton, $250 increase over the $350 price last year. So all of those prices have come up considerably in the last year.
I'll just run this by you, Gary, and if you don't know anything about it, that's no problem. But we're kind of seeing some reports that China's looking into some of their fertilizer firms, maybe suspected of driving up fertilizer prices. Do you know anything about that, or would that be influencing any of this?
Yeah, I don't know specifically anything about fertilizer firms driving up in China, although I would again say China is buying a lot of grain, And as they buy grain, there's also higher prices for their grains in China as well, and that is going to drive up fertilizer prices in China. So it's all sort of a global market, and they all interrelate to one another. Price of rice does matter.
All righty. I think that should do it. Is there anything else on this topic that I didn't touch on that needs mentioning?
I would just add, if you want to put it in there, that fertilizer prices have went up. There's always a possibility that they'll come down again. And I would really look at budgets for 2022, in particular corn and soybeans, and see if these fertilizer price increases impact the cropping choice.